Hello, and welcome to the Introduction to Your Gateway to Wealth and Fulfillment podcast. I'm Andrew Kittleson, financial advisor at UBS Financial Services with Gateway Wealth Management. I'm joined today by my partners, Candace Klein and Gordon Semenuk. We're located in the Charlotte, North Carolina office and can be reached at 704-362-8260. We're going to take several minutes this morning to discuss what you can look forward to in our future episodes, as well as what we do here at UBS. So Gordon, you're the elder statesman. Tell our listeners a bit about UBS and what makes the firm and our team different.
Thanks, Andrew. And you're right, a lot of people have heard of UBS, but don't know really that much about it. So I'm just going to take a minute to talk about that and what we do here at Gateway. UBS has been working with wealthy families and organizations for over 180 years. And what makes us different is that we're first and foremost a wealth management firm, the largest one in the world and the only one that's truly global. So what that means to you is that every resource we have as it relates to wealth management is available to you, and we can deliver that locally. Then on a more personal basis, our job here at Gateway in Charlotte is simply to find out exactly what you want to do in life. When I say that, I mean not with numbers, just in plain English, all the things you dream about doing. And once we know that, our job is to make it happen for you. Simple as that. So from that point, together we assemble a plan. It creates a pathway from now through the rest of your life. And it's never anything complicated or exotic. You'll understand exactly what you own and why we own it. And if someone were to ask you, you'd be able to articulate that plan to anybody in 30 seconds or less. For instance, what would a plan like that sound like? Here's an example. My UBS advisors have set up a plan where I get monthly tax-free income sent automatically to my bank from an interest-bearing account set aside to fund the next 3 years. Money needed beyond that's designated to grow over time so that we can enjoy our lives, fund our favorite charities, and leave a legacy for our kids. So there, that's an example. That took me about 15 seconds to say, and it just shows that you can make these plans easily and really that they're simple and easy to understand. And I also promise you don't want to go down that road with someone who hasn't done it before, and we certainly have. That's where the experience of our whole team comes in. As Andrew said, I'm the elder statesman. I've been personally doing this since 1983 for over 40 years. Our whole team offers nearly 100 years of combined experience. So you have that always as a backstop behind you and going with you along the way. Simply put, it's not that complicated. We're here to navigate through all the challenges ahead so that you can enjoy life without worrying about money. That's it.
Hey, you talked about the global reach of UBS, funding your favorite charities, and that brought to my mind a conversation I've had with three different individuals in the past week regarding combating human trafficking. So bringing together our global reach, we've got a philanthropic community where we'll bring together clients from all over the globe who have an interest in, for example, human trafficking, bring them together so they can collaborate and ultimately magnify their impact on combating that. Candace, as a certified financial planner on our team, can you talk a bit about the topics we'll be discussing in future episodes that don't have much to do with investing, the other topics?
Yes. So I've had a lot of conversations recently with the Tax and Jobs Cuts Act expiring at the end of 2025. A lot of what we do, even though we're not CPAs, but we talk about how to mitigate taxes, and that's going to be an important topic coming up over the next year. We also want to talk about how to maximize your cash flow and transfer your wealth to the people and causes that you care most about. Another thing that we'll talk about is how to protect your wealth from creditors, predators, outlaws, and in-laws. And Andrew's going to talk some more about additional topics that we'll cover.
Following on what you just said is that I mentioned earlier that we create a plan for you going forward. I should say that those plans don't just come out of thin air. We construct those based on our financial goal analysis, which is a plan where we gather information on what you have, what you want to do, where you want your money to go. And we present that to you on a big TV screen, and we look at basically your entire financial life up until you're in your mid-90s. You find out very quickly, am I going to run out of money at age 80, or am I going to pass away at 95 with $20 million in the bank? So it is a very visual experience of your financial life. You leave that meeting knowing exactly where you stand. While you're there, we can change the variables such as the rate of return. What if I want to spend more money? What if I want to retire earlier? What happens if I have a long-term care event? Leave some to my kids. So that analysis is not only an important visual for you, but it's really the backbone of any plan that we go on to create. And if we don't do that, we're really operating in the dark. So it's a really valuable thing that we offer.
And we included fulfillment in the title of this podcast because we really want to look beyond the financial. Whether you're a professional athlete, an executive, a business owner, you've spent your entire career, very successful career, doing what you do, and you've derived a lot of fulfillment from that. What do you do in your next act in life to get that fulfillment? And really the planning comes into place. And as it relates to business owners, for example, I'm a certified exit planning advisor. And we think that having an exit plan is just ultimately good business planning. In one way or another, you're going to exit your business or retire at some point. And bringing together the right advisors who can collaborate, work on your behalf to ultimately guide you to an optimal outcome is extremely important. Some of those advisors might be mergers and acquisition advisors, attorneys, CPAs, estate planning attorneys, and other consultants who can help you grow your business, get it to the point where it's transferable and desirable. Some of the topics to look forward will include some guest speakers in these different areas, as well as philanthropic giving. We'll bring in some business owners to talk about their success stories and pitfalls, things to avoid, for example. But our next podcast you can look out for will be with Dr. Michelle Fritsch of Propel Comprehensive Wellness. She'll talk about developing a simple plan to live with optimal health, purpose, and excitement for your next act. You can follow us on all your favorite podcast platforms like Apple and Spotify. Thanks for your time today. We look forward to speaking to you at our next podcast.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.